Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses.
And I'm Anna Palmer. The Philadelphia Eagles upset the New England Patriots last night, 41-33, in a fourth-quarter comeback at the Super Bowl. Back in political news, since Paul Ryan deleted a tweet over the weekend which seemed to tout a woman who saved $1.50 a week from the GOP tax bill, Randy Brice, the Democrat who is running against Ryan, says he has raised $130,109 from donors, more than half of whom donated $1.50 to his campaign. Brice asked people to show Paul Ryan what you think of his tax bill, chip in $1.50 now to help us repeal and replace Ryan permanently this November.
Here's what to watch for the week. Here we go again with the funding fight. The government runs out of money Thursday, and there's little expectation that Congress will find a path forward on a long-term budget deal and DACA this week. Once again, look for Republicans to tee up a short-term funding bill as soon as tomorrow. This is getting harder and harder for conservatives to swallow, but senior Republican leaders seem confident they could squeeze a funding bill through the House with only Republican votes. Just a friendly reminder, House Democrats are scheduled to go on their legislative retreat in Cambridge, Maryland Wednesday, so this chapter of the funding fight should be wrapped up by then.
Here's our best guess about what will happen as of today. Republicans will squeeze the funding bill through the House after a few fits and panics. Maybe they add some defense spending to the bill to sweeten it for conservatives. And then the Senate, which seems hell-bent on avoiding a shutdown scare, clears it without much fanfare. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal has a story up on how Senator John McCain and Senator Chris Coons plan to unveil a bipartisan proposal to offer a path to citizenship for Dreamers and order a comprehensive study on what border security measures are needed. This is unlikely to be a DACA fix that all sides, especially including the president, can agree on. Meanwhile, Sungmin Kim is reporting that Congress is weighing leaving Dreamers in limbo for another year by granting them a temporary extension as they try to figure out a permanent solution.
The New York Times reports that Attorney General Jeff Sessions has remained quiet as President Donald Trump has hammered away at the Justice Department's credibility. Reuters has a piece on CFPB Chairman Mick Mulvaney stopping the probe on how Equifax failed to protect personal data of millions of consumers. The Times also has a piece on the new nuclear arms race and how the U.S. under President Trump is doubling down on modernizing technologies related to nuclear arms in an attempt to counter a rush by Russia to modernize its own forces.
And our colleague Brian Benner is out with a blockbuster of a story. He is reporting that one of the Pentagon's largest agencies can't account for hundreds of millions of dollars worth of spending, according to an internal audit obtained by Politico. This comes as President Trump is proposing to boost military spending. And our colleague Elena Schneider has the latest on the political climate, where 40 House Republican incumbents were outraised in the final quarter of 2017 by one or several of their Democratic opponents.
The president meets with Vice President Mike Pence in the morning. He and the First Lady will then fly to Cincinnati. Melania Trump will participate in a meet and greet and briefing on opioids at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Trump will tour Schefer Corporation and deliver remarks on tax reform. The two will fly back to Washington this afternoon. Vice President Mike Pence speaks with Rex Tillerson by phone at 11:45 and then goes to Andrews Air Force Base to fly to Alaska, part of his trip to Asia for the Olympics. After some time in Alaska, he'll head to Tokyo. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.